This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. A Hallsboro woman faces 80 counts of animal cruelty and one charge of practicing veterinary medicine without a license. Deborah Dahl, age 70, was arrested today on the misdemeanor charges. The investigation began when Dahl allegedly performed an operation on a dog, then uploaded a video of the operation to social media. All the animals have been removed from the household. This is a developing story. The sheriff's office and other agencies are wrapping up a major drug roundup today. They've picked up several suspects on felony drug charges. A number are from East Arcadia, Riegelwood, and Whiteville. Among those that have been arrested is former Highway Patrol Sergeant Jamie Henson. He was arrested Monday on drug trafficking charges. Henson, age 46, is alleged to have sold 4.96 grams of oxycodone to a man out of Henson's seafood stand in Whiteville. Henson served with the Highway Patrol from 2002 to 2024. Look for more on this developing story later at ColumbusCountyNews.com. A controversial bill about the shrimp industry allegedly led a man to threaten to kill State Senator Bill Raven. Now, Raven, of course, lives in Brunswick County, but he also represents Columbus. The State Bureau of Investigation arrested the Brunswick County man for threatening Raven and 40 other state senators. Anthony Street made a social media post that said the senators deserve to die. He mentioned the shooting of two Minnesota lawmakers last week. Now, HB 442, the bill in question, would ban shrimping in inland waters and in order to help reopen the recreational red snapper and flounder fisheries. A companion bill filed Monday will provide compensation for shrimpers who suffer financial loss under the bill. Whiteville City Council tonight will review a utility easement for the Department of Transportation. DOT wants to move utility wires as part of the U.S. 701 Bypass Improvement Project. They specifically want to make way for the new bridges crossing Soul Swamp. The board will also consider its revised personnel policy and hear departmental reports. As of June 30th, Tabor City will no longer be accepting water payments for the County of Columbus. Now, the town will only collect money from its own water customers, so please do not leave payments in the Tabor City drop box at City Hall for county water payments. The county's only emergency shelter for children will reopen June 30th at the Boys and Girls Home at Lake Waccamaw. Solomon Center was closed for a year due to renovations and staffing. The center will have 10 beds available for children who have been removed from their homes by social services or law enforcement. The center is designed to house children in need for 30 to 90 days at a time. Thursday is Summerfest at Southeastern Community College from 5:30 until 8:30 p.m. The free event features inflatables, food trucks, vendors, a live DJ, cruise in, and more. You can also learn more about SCC's many educational opportunities. You can visit the new greenhouse and check out the new Chabron Bell Pavilion. This year's Summerfest is sponsored in part by the Columbus County Community Farmers Market. The Department of Aging will host Shred-a-thon tomorrow from 10 a.m. until 1. The event will help community members get rid of outdated private documents, old bills, old tax records, employment records, anything that's got personal information on it that a scammer could use. Now, the Whiteville Senior Center is located at 827 Washington Street. The event is free and open to the public. You don't have to be a senior citizen to participate. Just bring your documents out there and they'll put them through the shredder. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.